And I think it was all trees because, you know, fucking energy doesn't fucking, you know, doesn't do any fucking preventive maintenance. So I think it was just trees and things hitting it. And then, I don't know, after literally like four times of going out, they sent trucks. You know, they, I literally counted, I'm not exaggerating, 11 trucks cutting trees and trimming shit back. And so we've been good since then.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, like we lost power maybe, I don't know, like a week or so ago, a storm rolled through and we lost power for a couple of hours.
Right. And trust me, it was nothing but fucking, it could have been prevented with a fucking thunderstorm. Hurricanes, here, I get it, you know, a hurricane comes and shit gets knocked down. But not a fucking thunderstorm shouldn't do something.
Right, an afternoon thunderstorm.
Right.
Down up here, a bear climbed a pole and hung on the wire, I guess, and fried himself.
Waka waka.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. Oh, I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk. I don't know if I got some kind of food poisoning or something from the, quote, barbecue chicken nachos that they were testing out. But I'm not feeling good, and I only had a Bloody Mary and a beer before the first quarter was over, and I stopped drinking, and I feel like I'm hungover today. Nobody expected this kind of start to the season, right? We didn't. We all bought into the hype. That was the defense, and we're going to have to spend some time unpacking week one of the Saints, trying not to overreact, hopefully coming to a conclusion that gives everyone a little bit of hope and reminds us that the season isn't lost yet. We'll make sure to represent your outrage by reading and responding to the many tweets, and maybe the only positivity that comes out of this episode is going to be Pick'ems, and that's not even all of us. Put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Big Fat Zero.
Man, I have a feeling that last week when we did it with the UK Saints podcast, it was everybody had numbers. This week, we're all sober.
Well, it also didn't help that I was, I don't know what I was yesterday, but I know it was a high number yesterday.
You were 11-teen.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Well, it was a weird whole game day experience, so... Like, Luca had back surgery last week, so Renee wanted to stay home with him, so she didn't even go to the game, so it was just me. I'm like, okay, I'll go down, hang out at the tailgate. Thought I'd see you. Didn't, but... So I drove down by myself. The second I got out the car, I'm like, holy shit, I gotta take a shit. Like, it was just odd. In the entire time that I've owned season tickets, not once has that ever happened. The second I got out the truck... Luckily, my office is right across from the dome, so I just go straight to the office, you know, take care of it. But it's just like, okay, that has never, ever, ever happened to me. So then I go to the tailgate, and I got there so early, and there weren't a ton of guys, you know, that I normally talk to. So I kind of hung out, got a few drinks, kind of walked around, came back. So then at some point, still weren't that many people there. You weren't coming. So I'm like, screw it. I'll just go hang out with Kendall for a while. So I went and hung out with tailgated with Kendall for probably about an hour. Or at least so it seemed. I did make it up there. But then, of course, you know, Bivin was going by himself, and he had an extra suite ticket. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'll definitely...
At where you disappeared to?
Yeah, at halftime. I vanished and didn't come back.
Okay.
So I figured, all right, well, let me change it up, maybe get a different angle on things. And, yeah, that did matter.
Damon, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty pissed off, Jeff. How about you?
I'm sharing in the pissed off-itness. Any story of the game that you need to give us? A good 17-minute intro?
No, I mean, no.
Standard feet. Did you shit before the game?
Maybe at the house, but not anywhere. No, no, simple. Drove, parked, went to the dome. So, yeah, I was looking forward to, you know, fucking with the Falcons, and then this shit happened. I mean, what the
You can't do
hell?
It, otherwise you're a hypocrite now, right?
Well, it doesn't. Right. I mean, their quarterback play was still as shitty as it was better than our defensive play.
That's true. But our offense was better than their offense. I guess that matters.
Well, yeah, but doesn't, it's going to have to be.
Right.
I mean, what the fuck?
All right. So let's get into it. The game opens. Crowd's excited. Opening drive. Saints walk down the field in, what, five plays? What?
But not just that, Jeff. Tampa Bay defers to the second half. And I'm thinking, and the people in front of me say, what are they, stupid?
Right.
They're going to give us the ball first? Let us go down. Boom, boom. Like you said, going on there, six plays, moving the ball, touchdown. Oh, y'all in trouble
taking
now.
Chunks of the field at a time.
Right, y'all in trouble. Y'all gave our offense. Now they have confidence. I've been hearing about that all week. I said, oh, man, what a bunch of jack-offs. You know, y'all just hit the bed now. Tampa gets the ball. They score like three plays. I'm thinking, oh, you know, trying to be positive. I said, well.
On a 58-yard wide the fuck open touchdown pass. That was right. That one, right? Where Jackson, was Deshaun Jackson was just, I mean, was it blown coverage? That was on the opposite side of the field.
Well, no.
It was just poor defense.
Right. But even with that, I said, okay. Then we get the ball back and we drive and score. And I tell Doug, I said,
we get the field
goal. I'd rather, you know, look at us. We have sustained drive. They got a long touchdown. That ain't going to happen again. You know.
It was like the next drive, they got another deep pass or something.
Right.
Right on. And that, right, the guy in front of me, like, yeah, they were from New York, apparently, but they were on a bachelor party, and they were just there for some good football, right? They were not cheering for anybody at the beginning. By the end, they were actually cheering for the Saints. They were actually converted. But at that time, they were just like, oh, what are y'all going to do? I'm like, same thing about that pass. They were like, he was wide open. What's that? I was like, that's an anomaly. It's an edge case. It's not going to happen again. Next drive, boom. He turns around and is like, not going to happen again, right? And I'm like, okay, that's the last time.
It was everything. It was offensive line play. It was linebacker play. It was cornerback play. It was fucking play calling. I mean, I've never seen a more incompetent defense in my 30-plus years of watching football.
And that's having seen some of the worst defenses in history just a few years ago.
Literally, right, literally the worst defense in history. And this one, you know, look, I'm hoping it's a one-game performance. Like you said, I'm not ready to call the season just yet, but if we see another defense, I mean, we stayed in man the entire fucking game. There was no safety help. Ken Crawley got exposed. Oh. Every fucking play was Crawley deep. And look, so did Lattimore. So did Lattimore.
I think everybody played poorly. It was the entire defense played like shit. Did anybody did anybody play well on defense? Anybody?
No.
I don't think so. No.
Cam Jordan?
Not
no.
even. He did nothing.
Did Cam Jordan even take a snap during the preseason?
I believe he played in one. He had a few snaps in one game, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
He played some games.
He had like the Drew Brees schedule.
Right. But fucking, you know, but Jason David fucking out there, every fucking third down, every long, you just went against him.
It was unreal to see, like how do you have that kind of performance in week one? How do you do that?
Guys, their average gain per passing play, 14.9.
That is insane.
Yard a pass.
That's just per attempt. Every time he's going to throw, that's what they're getting.
Yeah. And it really was every time, because the man only missed, what, 7 passes out of 28?
Right. Yeah, I think he was like 80-something percent.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they made Ryan Fitzpatrick look like Drew Brees.
I mean, it's career game for him.
I mean, Jameis Winston might need to start looking for another team, but they fooled themselves into thinking this is Ryan Fitzpatrick's regular South.
Well, he does this wherever he goes. That's how he got a big contract from everybody else. He doesn't do this.
He also doesn't get to play against Saints every week.
What the fuck? I mean, does this go back and reinforce, Damon, your point about...
100%.
You know,
we're not prepared. We're not prepared.
Well, but how are... I mean, I get it on the defensive side, but... The offense looked great. Like, they were ready.
Because the defense, if you think, all right, let's look back at preseason as well. Like, the defensive, quote, starters, yep. They actually, every game that we played in preseason, they were the bad part of that game. It was the second and third string crew that came in against the other second and third strings that won the games.
Yep.
This defense never really impressed. I don't know why we walked away from preseason thinking that this defense, the starting group, was going to amount to anything. They couldn't stop shit in preseason. And lastly, the only, like, maybe glimmer of hope is that last year started the same way. And it was, what, the third game? It took two games to get into it and gelled. And then all of a sudden, a light switch goes off. So I don't hope it doesn't take two games this year.
We better not fucking lose to Cleveland.
Stop. Okay, but, well, we'll get to that. But right. Stop. So what happened last year? What happened? Devontae Harris was starting two games before we pulled him out.
I mean, is it Crawley? Is it the play call? No adjustments seemed to be made. Like, no matter what Tampa Bay did, we didn't seem to adjust. We just kept the same plan.
We kept doing the same thing.
So it's coaching, playing, right?
So what? Klein looked like shit. Why the fuck is Anzalone playing middle linebacker and Davis playing weak?
That's the other thing that changed last year. Anzalone got hurt.
Davis should be playing middle. That's why he played for the Jets last year. So why would you bring him in to play him at weak? I mean, Davis should be fucking middle. Anzalone should be fucking weak outside linebacker.
Have we?
I think it's a little bit of everything. We bought into the hype.
I think it's game. I'm blaming the coaches. Fuck Dennis Allen.
It's the same fucking story. We always every coordinator Sean Payton brings in, they come in year one, bada bing, bada boom. We get all excited, and just like fucking Fitzpatrick, after you get excited, let's give them bam, they got it, and then they come and shit the bed.
No, yeah, Sean Payton should have nothing to do with the defense. Nothing, absolutely nothing. He shouldn't be allowed to hire the coordinator. He shouldn't be allowed to hire the assistant coaches. He shouldn't be. That should be taken away from you. Coach the offense, and if we need an offensive player, we'll ask your fucking opinion. Under Greg, when Greg Williams was here, Greg Williams had 100% control of the defense.
And Dennis Allen does not now.
I don't imagine he does. He doesn't. He didn't have the skin on the wall that Williams did.
Well, I don't know, because if you listen to his post game comments, he sure threw the defense. Yeah, rightly so, under the bus, saying, I mean, they got to. I've almost to the point where I could have sworn I heard him say things like, "They need to fix that shit." Almost like they're like, "We got our shit together, offense, special teams, all good." When two phases of the, he even said that, when two phases of the game are working and the third phase is not the way it is, and you lose the game, then we have a serious problem. I mean, he's calling the defense out right out. I mean, period. But, you know, it's the same. It's almost script verbatim with the shit that they have to say at the first game of the year, every year.
Five straight years of 0-1.
Right. One of y'all said it earlier, but I said, I wasn't seeing busted plays. I was seeing players getting beat. That's what I saw. I wasn't seeing busted plays. I was seeing players just getting beat.
And the second
guys turning the wrong way.
But again, it wasn't. It was simple. It was streak routes.
Well, it was just speed. That's what I was going to say. It's just speed. Go. If anything, it's
run
matchups.
Fast.
It's matchups.
Right. Run
As long as the D-line's not going to apply pressure to the quarterback, you can run all the routes you want. And in a foot race, their receivers are faster than our
cornerback. None whatsoever. No pressure whatsoever. And Rankins, I said, he's a bust. Fuck him. 12th pick in the fucking draft in 16. 12th fucking pick.
Yeah,
nothing.
D-line did nothing.
Nothing. The only one who looked kind of nice was Davenport.
Yeah, almost
I'll
had that
tip my hat early. To him. Got a couple of pressures. I don't know if he actually got his hands on it, but he almost did, you know, on that screen pass.
Yeah.
Cam Jordan did block a pass.
He did knock a pass down. You're right. I think that was the first incompletion of the game in the fourth quarter.
All right, let's talk about the offense. Let's talk about something positive. The offense was on point. Except for that third quarter, they had a couple of drives that were three and out right out into the third quarter.
Yeah, all the way into the third quarter. They were on point, except for the fumble for a touchdown. Yeah, that wasn't really too much on point. Another fumble to kill a drive.
Yeah, let's bring a Gillisley off the street and cut the other guys who have been in camp the whole time.
Right. And wasn't he known in the New England for fumbling the ball?
Don't know.
Yeah, that's his fucking thing. For putting the ball, I'm surprised he's still on the team.
I don't think he touched the ball after that.
But, yeah, offense played great. It was surprising to see Cam Meredith inactive. I mean, you pay this guy all this money and he's inactive.
And he played as he did in the preseason.
Well, again, that's fine. He's inactive. I mean, he wouldn't have made a difference unless you were going to put him at cornerback. Unless you want to tell him, look, just run with these guys and try to pretend like we're throwing it to you.
Right. Yeah,
be a receiver. Right, don't you? That's what our defense is going to have to go to. You start putting wide receivers at the cornerback position and just run with them and pretend they're throwing to you.
I like it. I actually like it. I'd like to see it.
It would have worked. I don't like to see it yesterday. It would have worked. It would have worked.
And it couldn't have been worse. It couldn't have been worse.
He wouldn't have fallen on his face.
How could it have been worse, Jeff? You go. You run fast. I throw you the ball. Touchdown. You want me to run an out and then a slant, a curl? No. Just run straight. They're not going to cover you. Just run straight. I'm going to throw you the ball.
I mean, they had a 50-yard touchdown pass and a 58-yard touchdown pass. Right. Two passes, two bombs dropped.
Right.
And in both of those, the DB or safety, nobody would be seen anywhere around. And they would have had, actually, another one that was 60-plus if he wouldn't have overthrown the receiver. Dipshit trips over his own fucking feet.
Yeah. Yep, that was right. Yeah, that was the fun of it. Yep. He just falls, the receiver's wide open. And like you said, if Fitzpatrick, Kirkpatrick, whatever the fuck his name is, hadn't overthrown the player, it'd have been another touchdown.
Another touchdown.
100%.
Now, all right. 100%. All right, as I said, let's talk about the offense for some good things. But actually, before we talk about the offense, I want to pitch about the officiating. Not that it's an excuse. I do wonder, do you think if the officiating would have been what it should have been, more correct, that we win this game or not? Because they took away a touchdown that shouldn't have been. They gave a touchdown that shouldn't have been. And they extended a drive that led to a Tampa Bay field goal. That's at least a 17-point difference. And we lost by 8.
Yeah. No, like you said, I mean, it's not the officiating part. I assume the touchdown you're talking about is where the guard was offside or the tackle was offside, and they scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't look to me like watching the replay of the Michael Thomas touchdown, you know, I don't think they touched him. I don't know what the...
No, they definitely didn't touch him.
And in the dome, they didn't say anything. I'm assuming they didn't look at it or because they... an inadvertent whistle is what I'm assuming.
Well, right. I mean, once you blow the play dead, it's over.
It's dead, right.
They'd have just let the play go. They could review it after the fact to see if it was down. And that's what they're supposed to do.
That's what they're supposed to do. I was guessing... That they said they didn't. They never announced it in stadium.
Never announced that he was down.
They never came out and said that the play was. We can't review it because the whistle was blown. They never said that in the stadium.
They don't owe you that explanation.
Well, they usually do. Well, they will. But how you think I know?
They did a lot of things that they don't usually do, or they did.
Right. So I'm just assuming that was the explanation of why it wasn't ever reviewed, or or anything.
Could you challenge the spot, and they realize, oh, shit, we can't spot it because it was never down. The spot's in the end zone.
Yeah. I don't know. Again. Right. They blew the fucking whistle. The officiating around the league from the three games I watched, is shit. The officiating in the NFL is shit, and you're adding more penalties that are just atrocious. Now, I understand what they're doing with the roughing the passer penalties. We've all seen it, watched the NFL for any amount of time. Quarterback gets rid of the ball, defender's on him, and the defender pins him between the ground and the defender. And he does it, when the quarterback's kind of on his side. And look, I understand why the defenders do that, because if you're trying to hurt the quarterback, I mean, of course you want. They're trying to hurt a quarterback, not injure, they're trying to hurt. Get so-and-so off the
field. Put the hurt on him, yeah.
Right. I like it, and look, they're trying to do it to Drew Brees. We've talked about this back during the
bye week. Remember me defender. Shots?
Right. So I understand, what the rule is. But holy mackerel, guys, you're going to change games and you're killing the game with this. I'm not going to want to, I mean, no one's going to want to watch this bullshit. You have to do something. Football's a violent sport played by violent men. Get used to it. That's what it's always been. Now we want to be some kind of fucking fag culture.
Well,
don't hurt my feelings. Don't hurt me.
But the other part of it, too, is there's, again, they helped Tampa. It maybe didn't, not direct points, but they extended two of their drives by giving them a first down on penalties. And
that's
both
huge.
Of those penalties really shouldn't have been called. I'm sorry. They were bullshit, subjective calls. Maybe a little bit of a judgment call. You know, oh, the quarterback let the ball go, and you hit him, and your hand accidentally grazed the back of his shoulder pad or helmet
again, it's not so much like that. It's that you put your full weight on the quarterback when you're tackling. That's what they're trying to get rid of.
They don't know that.
He couldn't
stop himself. He was in the
Let me just
press the freeze button on myself.
Right. How much momentum taken into account? I mean, I don't, you know. And it wasn't just against us. It was around the league, you know, and it's a BS penalty.
Yeah, I'm not.
I understand you're trying to protect the quarterback. I get it. You don't want an Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady or Drew Brees being sidelined by injury because, look, those are the guys most people watch for.
And right, and I'm not saying it's a personal attack on the Saints, right? But what I'm saying is, it potentially cost us this game. And I know a lot of listeners are probably saying, no, Jeff, the defense is 100%.
100%.
Right.
You
could have changed
and they
that.
Are 100%.
But it's a different game if it, you know, things are different.
Jeff, I think what you're trying to say, and I agree with you, it didn't cost us this game, the defense did, no matter what. Because no matter what happened, Tampa Bay was going to win because they could score from, like you said, 60 yards out. They did it three times. So that doesn't matter. But that rule is going to change games. That it is going to change games in the NFL. 100%.
Now let's finish game recap on a positive note. Drew Brees, 439 yards, three touchdowns. Kamara, how many? 140?
100 yards receiving.
All-purpose yards. Michael Thomas, 180 yards receiving. Touchdowns all around. You know, Kamara's got three on the game.
Touchdowns for everybody.
Right. Michael Thomas.
Offense, don't matter.
Ted Ginn gets in on it. Ben Watson got in on it. I mean, the offense was firing on all cylinders.
Well, our offense is elite, as it's been for the last 13 years since Sean Payton and Drew Brees have been here. I don't know. You say positive. Less of Drew Brees is more, not because of the player, not because of him, but because of what it means, what's going on in the game.
Yeah.
You know, Drew is great. Again, Drew's two least statistical years and, you know, have been two out of our three best. You know, 11, he had a sane year, and it was, and I think that was the best team we've ever had. But, our offense, Drew Brees still has it, you know. Drew Brees, if you want to shut down our run, Drew Brees can still keep us competitive. And, yes, I'm glad to see it. 39 years old, man hasn't lost a step. God bless Drew Brees.
All right. Jason, you got anything there?
Offense is great. Michael Thomas, monster. He's getting more and more expensive. But, he was an animal out there. He was the best player, you know, excluding – he was the best player on the field. It's crazy to think with the performance that Kamara did. Yeah. And what Brees did, Thomas was just
except for that fumble.
Thomas. Well, yeah, but at least he was fighting for it. At least he was playing hard. I mean, I'll forgive him a little for that for everything else that he did. Just an absolute beast. It's a shame they play so well on offense. And like I said before, like we scored 40 points, and it really didn't seem like we were in it. Even at the end, when maybe we could stop him and force a punt. Maybe we can come back and tie him. And Fitz dickhead, 12-yard scramble for first down. You know, I know we're trying to talk about the good things that the offense did. It's hard for me to not drag back to the shittiness that was the defense.
And you want to talk one of the and it really hit me yesterday or last night. It is embarrassing that we have wasted one of the most talented QBs ever to play the game. With shitty defense, historically bad defense, can't do shit with it. It should be criminal. Drew Brees can have multiple touchdowns. Drew Brees is better than Tom Brady. He's fucking better than fucking Aaron Rodgers. Fuck Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers can throw the fucking ball, that motherfucker. He's a bad motherfucker. He's fun to watch. But really, fuck this organization for not being able to put just a competent defense on the field.
It's pretty stunning.
Year in and year out.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling.
Did you just say mind-boggling?
Yeah, mind-boggling. You know, when things are so crazy, it gets your thoughts all trapped like in a bottle.
All right, let's move into look at him tweets. So this one comes from Davis Douglas. It says, Damon, you called it about us starting slow. Now, yes, it is week one, but this was a divisional game at home against a journeyman quarterback. Some bad officiating didn't help, but still inexcusable on the defense. Don't start 0-2 again.
Oh, look, I am scared of Cleveland.
Well, they got themselves a good tie against
the... Yeah, well, it's not a loss. You know, when you're 1-31, none.
Right.
They're 1-31-1, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're in a dogfight until, and look, here's the thing you talked about earlier when you opened the show about being positive and what. We will get better. Now, that's because you can't really get worse, but, you know, it's what Sean Payton does. You look at these teams, lose the first two, the first three. And then, you know, we get it back to four. Again, I talked about all this the last 3 or 4 weeks in preseason. And we will get better. If we could stop the bleeding this week against Cleveland, you know, New York didn't, you know, they didn't look great going against Jacksonville. But there has to be wholesale changes made by this defense. You know, we have to, again, put players in different places and change up our frickin' scheme. It's that simple.
But they weren't put in a position to maximize their impact. Speaking right. of being in the right position, next tweet comes from Chris McGuire saying, okay, why is our best linebacker doing laps on the bench?
Robinson?
I mean, risk-reward? Matching?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I wondered the same thing. Because he didn't come in last year until Anzalone got hurt.
Right.
You know? You know, the organ, they're trying so hard to prove they're smarter than everyone else, you know. So no matter how well Robertson plays, they won't put him in until someone gets hurt. You know, you're fucking arrogant.
Yeah. All right.
Fuck Dennis Allen. Because if you remember, Keenan Lewis isn't here because Dennis Allen couldn't get along with him.
Mm.
You know, call him a pussy. The man had a broken leg. Remember that? Where is Keenan Lewis? Bring him back. Call him. Go get the man. In the plane for him.
Even with a broken leg, he's better than Crawley.
Right.
Was. All right. Yeah. Nick and RG says, another year. Oh, and y'all know how Nick feels about Sean Payton, so get ready.
It's his favorite coach.
Mm-hmm. Another year, another Sean Payton coach team unprepared to play. Regardless of if they turn it around, shit like this is why I cannot stand him and why they won't get the number one and why they'll have to go on the road in the playoffs, a number one seed. He said, that's 5 season openers in a row that we've lost under Payton and 7 of the last 8. But he's a good coach who has his team prepared to play, right?
Okay, and then well, sounds like he kind of eat my thunder here. I don't remember him saying that he, you know. But anyway, regardless of not, he is correct. We are not prepared. And we've been saying that on this podcast for the last 4 weeks. Not prepared.
And he said, and then he brought the, and the, here's the piece, because that, right, all that we've already discussed. So here's the piece, maybe the new part that Nick mentioned. And it is a quote from the post-game press conference where Sean Payton says, nothing from last year carries over to this year. I've said it a million times. There's not a single thing that carries over. And they were talking about how, you know, is there anything from the Minnesota game that carries over, or seasons that carries over? And Nick says, and then there's this, Jim. What a fucking stupid comment. Pretty sure the Patriots have carried over their success to the next season for 17 years. You don't see a team like the Vikings lose a home opener to a team they're expected to punish. Fucking nothing carrying over. I think Sean Payton clearly was talking about the last play of the season, not carrying right. over and psyching us out. But, I mean, Nick's got a point. I mean, you don't carry over any momentum.
No, I mean, look, it's And this does fall squarely on Sean Payton's shoulders. He is a head coach. He, you know, the buck stopped with him. That's the old saying, you know. This team is unprepared. We've lost, what, five in a row? What, six, what was that?
Five in a row.
Seven of eight.
Reinforcing the defense. Who that? I mean, everybody's tweeting about the defense. Clearly, is it? We shit the bed yesterday. Just different ways of saying it, right? We shit the bed yesterday. Yeah. Being in the dome. So who that? Chris was there. Being in the dome yesterday gave me flashbacks of the historically bad D we had under with Brandon Brown or Rob Ryan. That 2017 season doesn't mean shit, and we need to bust the Browns in the fucking mouth this Sunday.
Well, that's what. If you listen to any. You know, any of the pundits today, that's what they kept saying. They, oh, we don't want to be the Browns this week because they're about to walk into a buzzsaw.
You know, a buzzsaw with what, fucking, we got plastic saws. We ain't cutting shit.
Well, no, I think, but what they were saying, like Shannon Sharp was saying it and somebody else, and they were talking about our offense is about to put 48 points up on.
Yeah, and it won't matter because the defense is going to give up 50.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I mean,
well, that was about Payton's big point in the point after. He's like, if I told you that the Saints were going to put up 40 points against Tampa Bay in week one, you'd have bet your house on the Saints.
100%.
40 points and you lost the game. All right, life of Ty. You can't tell me that Tommy Lee is greater than Tate and Gillespie, whatever his name is, and that's greater than Scott. Kamara had a ton of success returning kicks last season. Why'd we give up on that? Why do we keep
Doing shit that doesn't need him? We need him
on
offense.
Fuck are we
he's too important to be offense.
I get the Kamara thing, but right, Tate looked great in preseason returning kicks.
Why do
we keep Tommy Lee doing that? There's a problem, right?
That wasn't the reason why we lost.
right. The kicks, none of that, no. We lost because we can't cover a simple streak route. Go straight. Oh, we can't cover that. Mm-mm. Too advanced for our defense.
I mean, it's so the combo of being so, like, you couldn't guard the straight routes, but then also being so bad on the D-line that, like, there wasn't even a lick of pressure at all game.
No.
I mean, how do you be that bad in both those areas? It's stunning. It's
very stunning. Special. That's how. Very special.
Jim, law of numbers, said I woke up at 3 a.m. to watch the game in Australia. I fell back to sleep hoping it was just a nightmare. Offense one-dimensional. Defense smashed, humiliated.
Well, yeah, because we were down. Yeah, all we had. Yeah, we had.
You're talking about the 45 passing plays compared to the 13 running plays. That's what you do when you're losing. All right, Ryan Cummings, do you think it's something we're not doing in preseason to not be ready in week one since 2013 and not want an opening game? What the fuck? I mean, I'm going to say it's not something. Wait, do you think it's something we're not doing? Yes, we're not.
Giving they're not playing.
Team, the right players, the right amount of experience.
Yeah, so definitely something we're doing in preseason. the league has changed. You know, I mean, we all know that. But, you know, is there a coach out there like Bill Parcells or Jim Moore anymore who just, you know, are all the players just two prima donnas?
But, I mean, other teams didn't have that issue this week with their defenses.
No.
I mean,
but they didn't go against Fitzpatrick, though. I mean, he's a... That man's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Oof. He went to Harvard, you know.
So, yeah.
Smartest QB in the league.
When y'all were talking about the buzzsaw, were you talking about Vincent Burke's tweet? Because
no.
He literally tweeted that. Says, I feel sorry for the Browns. They're going to run into a buzzsaw this Sunday.
No.
Or at least they're going to fucking run into one.
Like I said, I was quoting Shannon Sharp.
Okay, well, maybe Gajon was too. James Tabor wants to know who was worse, Lattimore or Crawley?
All of the above.
What happened to Lattimore?
Ate too much cheese.
Definitely ate too much cheese.
You know, ate the cheese, believed his height.
Maybe
I'm the defensive rookie of the year.
Maybe he had to shit before the game, but he didn't get a chance to do so. That's enough for the tweets. Before we get into pick-ems, we do have one note about the game that we didn't talk about that we should, was Tom Benson being inducted into the Ring of Honor. Did anybody watch that during halftime? I did.
Yes, I did too. No, it was nice. It was very nice.
Well done. Classy. No. His life story.
Yeah, I mean it. I mean it. It is funny how, you know. Look, winning cures everything, and you know people were ready to hang him 13 years ago.
in 2000, remember 2005 after Katrina?
Oh, yeah.
Now he's the Ring of Honor.
Right. Well, all of the things they said were, you know, nothing but the truth. I mean, you know, we do have no one else but him to thank for the Saints still being here from 85 to 2005. Mm-hmm. He did put together one hell of a administrative staff, you know. We didn't know a winning season before he got here. And had a lot of success under the man.
Yep.
So, very touching tribute. They had towels on the seat, you know, with a silhouette of Benson and the umbrella. Parasol. And,
I got to say, those are maybe the nicest towels that they've ever given out.
Yeah, have one of those giveaways. Yep,
they were soft.
Yeah. I took that home and then I bought a program.
Oh yeah,
you know, it had Benson on it, so right. And I'll put that with Mother Saints memorabilia that I look at about once every 5 years when I'm moving stuff and cleaning up. Oh, look at this! Oh, that's nice.
Are you gonna write 48-40 loss on the front?
Well, no. Again, I mean, I'm not sure that that's how Tom Benson's memory could be. Followed up. He's dead. He had nothing to do with it. You can't blame this one on him. He's dead.
I did have at least one moment. Like I was like. Here we come. We're in halftime, and way to bring the crowd down.
Yeah.
Before the defense comes back to the field, right? We're all like, oh, my God, I'm so sad.
Yeah, I think Doug did the same thing. Well, that was depressing.
Right. Now, everybody, let's welcome back your New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah!
All right, that's it for that. Let's talk about pick-ems.
So great this week in Pick'ems. Damon went 3-2. Jeff, you and I both went 2-3.
Hey-o!
You know, James from the UK, he went 5-0.
Yep.
Actually did pretty well.
We had a few 5-0s. James, Josh Otter, Life of Ty, and Saints Fan UK all went 5-0. And our biggest Pick'ems, they're leading. We're not going to be able to read every name this week because we have 54 people playing Pick'ems with us.
Wow. Thanks.
Love to hear. Just for everybody's amusement. So what games, so who won? Who were the winners?
Yeah, the Vikings. All of us took San Francisco. We all lost there. You were the only one to take New England. We both lost with Houston. We all got Kansas City, right? You two took Jacksonville, won there. I did not win with the Giants, but then I won with the Redskins, and then you guys lost with Arizona. So now, moving on to this week, we really got a lot of good games this week. Considering it's week two, it's a little surprising that there are this many quality games. So our first one, we got an AFC title game rematch. New England Patriots coming off a win last week against Houston. Travel to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars, who got a little squeaker, 1-5, against the Giants this past week. Looks like Fournette may be slightly banged up. I don't know how serious it is. This game is in Jacksonville, and the Jags are getting 2.
I mean, I'll take New England.
New England covered the spread by a half a point this week.
Yeah.
And the Jacks getting points at home. Isn't there a thing where you're supposed to take the dog anytime, the home dog?
I'm taking the home dog. All right, our next game, NFC North, the Minnesota Vikings, coming off a nice little win at home against Frisco. Travel to Green Bay to play the Packers, who came back to win last night against the Bears. Aaron Rodgers appeared to injure himself. He got carted off, and he came back. So he was able to finish the game, but I wonder if some of that might just have been adrenaline. Will it maybe that'll affect him this week? Who knows? This game is in Green Bay, and the Pack are favored by 1.
And who's coming there?
Minnesota.
So that's a division game.
Aaron Rodgers, for all the talk that he's the best ever, the motherfucker gets hurt every year, so he's never really had a chance to do anything. And if this is what the, I read something about partially torn ACL, is that what this is?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I haven't read. I'm going to go with the Vikings.
I was going to do the same thing. I think it's kind of unfair that we have to. This is the game you pick when we don't know the status of Rodgers. Because if Rodgers is going to play and is healthy, then I'll take Green Bay, but I'm going to take Minnesota.
Right. So the Vikings are getting a point. I mean, just one. I mean, that home field advantage is 3 points. That's But like you said, you don't know about Rodgers. Well, until I hear he's out, I'm going to take the Packers.
All right, our next game, another big AFC matchup, Kansas City Chiefs coming off a big 10-point win against the Chargers. Pat Mahomes, I think, threw 4 touchdowns. Travel to Pittsburgh to play the Steelers, who are coming off a tie against Cleveland. This game is in Pittsburgh, and they're favored. They're favored by 5.
Oh.
So I think, I'm assuming, still no Le'Veon Bell.
No,
that doesn't matter. He ain't coming back in week 11. Played fantastic. I mean, if you're giving Kansas City 5 points against a team that tied with the Browns, either the Browns are that much improved, or Pittsburgh just ain't good, and I'm taking Kansas City for this.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas City.
Make it a three-way.
Kansas City three-way.
Kansas City barbecue. All right, our next game. Another AFC. So, man, a lot of good AFC games this week. The AFC North, Baltimore Ravens, coming off a thrashing of Buffalo. I think they scored 47 this week.
Mm.
Traveled to Cincinnati to play the Bengals team, who had a nice win on the road in Indianapolis this week. This game is in Cincinnati, and they're getting one at home.
That makes sense.
Well, Baltimore scored 47 points, you say?
Yeah.
I mean, anytime somebody scores over 40, they absolutely should win the game. Otherwise, they suck ass.
Give me the home dog. Give me the Bengals.
Taking the Bungles.
I mean, Baltimore's not going to do that twice in a row. Jason, you and I pick the same every time. I'm just going to go different sake. Give me Baltimore.
All right.
I'll take Baltimore, too.
All right. And now our shitty game of the week.
Picked her up for the first date. Don't want to jinx it, but so far it's going really great. Get to the movie, romantic comedy. My stomach rumbles and my dinner starts to haunt me. There is no hiding this, this fart is coming out. The best thing I can do is see if I can squeak it out. Wait for the loud part, lift up my leg and start. Ease it out and hope that this is just a silent dart. Now this is where I went wrong. When I started pushing, instead of a simple gaseous dam, I shit my pants. I don't know why I even took that chance. I shit my pants.
Got ourselves another home dog, the 0-1 Los Angeles Chargers. I don't know if they're shitty. I still think they're good, but it's early and they're winless.
I'm going to tell you why they're shitty, because the Saints clean their clocks in preseason, and look at what the Saints ended up becoming.
Oh, our backups clean the clocks of their backups? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
So they travel to Buffalo to play a Bills team that just got destroyed by Baltimore. This game's in Buffalo, and they're getting 7.5 at home.
Ooh, now see that. Wow, that's going to be a tough one to keep.
What a great shitty game, Jason.
Thank you.
Good choice.
Thank you.
A touchdown. And come on, you know how the Chargers are at the beginning of the year. They suck. It takes them, you know, they have the Sean Payton syndrome. Take them halfway through the year to get fucking
The Chargers are the opposite. The Chargers always start strong and finish weak.
Classic Jeff.
Technically, the Chargers do both.
Actually, yeah. Some years they I'll tell you, they can't put together a 16-week
Right. 7 points is a lot. Can I take the Chargers and give me 7 points there too?
The question is why Buffalo couldn't score and why they.
Because Nathan Peterman is their quarterback. Buffalo's the worst team in the league.
And I'm taking the Chargers. Yeah.
I'm taking the Chargers as well.
Because I don't think the Chargers are actually a shitty team.
I agree. Shouldn't have picked the Chargers. What a dumb pick.
I know, right?
Why'd you pick this game? Now, we're at an hour, so let's make this a quick Saints preview. the Saints are taking on the Browns, who have not won a game since
2016.
So,
October, I think, of 2016, or maybe November.
We know the Saints' defense is questionable. We don't know if they're going to use. This is going to be the crisis that they need to all of a sudden turn things around already in week two.
Yeah, I mean, look, Tyrod, whatever his name is, was 15 of 40. The Steelers turned the ball over 5 times. The Browns were still playing at home, and they still could only best tie the game. Our defense has to play better against the Browns, unless they put Baker Mayfield in, and then what case, he'll have 400 yards, be, you know, 20 for 24 and 4 touchdowns. I don't see this being a game.
The Browns ran the game, like, ran the ball like nobody's business this week one.
Really?
Yeah, they're second in rushing yards per game out of the whole season. Well, in, you know, the week.
Yeah. I mean, they had 40 passes. I mean, that's a lot of passes. I don't know where they found time. They did, though, almost play an extra quarter, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no, they actually did play an extra
quarter. They played five quarters. You're right.
Right. They did play 5 quarters of football.
Yeah. I mean, Taylor had 77 yards rushing and
Hyde, he was their leading rusher.
Right, and Hyde had 62. Chubb had 21 yards. So the total rushing, I mean, if I'm going to look down on here. They had 177 yards on the ground.
Right. With 78 plays. Coming from their quarterback. Look, we're more talented than Cleveland.
Are we sure about that?
Offensively, we're talented than Cleveland.
Okay.
We have a better head coach than Cleveland.
Nick, it's going to debate that, but okay.
No, Sean Payton will never go 0-16. Even with the three of us playing, he can still win a game.
2010 was the game in the Dome. I think Colt McCoy was their quarterback, and I think, and if I'm not mistaken, Fujita was on the Browns, and they came.
Okay,
We won the Super Bowl that previous season, and the Browns come in with Fujita,
and then we let Fujita go.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it. He wasn't on the team in 2010.
Yeah,
so the last time we beat them was 2006.
Right, 12 years. I'm playing them fun.
Oof.
It's time. So
it better be time.
All it's going to take is the defense to right the ship.
It's at right. Home, that's it.
And the officiating not to fuck us over.
I mean, could you imagine if the defense puts up another shit ass performance and we're the team that gives Cleveland their first win? And
that's what I was. I was pulling for them so hard last week to beat Cleveland. I mean, to beat the Steelers.
Yeah.
For just that reason, I don't want to be the team that gave the fucking Browns, you know, their first win since 2016. Because we did give them, if you remember, we did give them their first win as a expansion franchise.
Ooh, yeah.
With Mike Ditka.
I still remember him laying on the fucking Dome turf.
Yep. The Hail Mary.
All right, so keys to beating the Browns, it's clearly the run game we're going to have to stop more so than the pass game. I mean, like I said, Tyrod Taylor, he's not a – I mean
– Well, but again, yeah, but we can't do that because we let old man Fitzpatrick, you know, run for a couple of first downs whenever, you know. The keys to beating the Browns is not letting them score 41 points.
That's it.
These are the new keys to victory for the Saints. If we can keep teams under 40 points, we have a chance.
Sounds simple enough.
You would think so. I don't look. I mean, we're
just do anything on defense,
right?
Do anything.
Play defense.
Do anything.
Make tackles.
You're right. I mean, the Browns, and took 5 quarters for them to put up 21 on Pittsburgh.
Right.
So.
Right. It only took Tampa Bay 1 quarter to do that to us.
So if we actually show up and play a little bit of defense, theoretically we should win this game.
Right. No, look, I mean, we have a better We're home in the dome. Look, folks, I mean, I'm not worried about our offense, but who the fuck knows? I have no clue what's going to happen on defense. I don't have a clue. It could be a repeat. It could be a repeat of last week. It honestly could. Because we don't do, you know, because that's what happened last year. Before anything changed, we had to get our butt whipped by the Patriots. Before this ignorant coaching staff made a change. So we'll see. If we start 0-2, I'm not going to be knocked over by a feather.
If you go 0-2, this season's you might call it, because there's no way to rebound with this type of schedule that we're facing. This isn't last year's schedule.
Right.
No. And that's the only problem. Like, at least last year, you started 0-2, but against two playoff teams. One was in the Super Bowl. Right. You start 0-2 to fucking Tampa and Cleveland.
The only thing, all I'm going to say is, at this point, like, I hope we're fighting with Tampa at the end of the year for the division title, and that it's clear that the reason they beat us is because they're actually a playoff contender.
Yeah, somehow I doubt that.
Yeah, that's not it at all. Yeah. Nowhere capable for.
Well, then, shit.
Yep. Well then, shit.
Well, that's about sums up last Sunday's game.
That's all.
Oh, hamburgers.
All right. That's all the show we have for you right now. And we're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And let's hope that next week's episode is a celebration. In the meantime, if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, undefeated season donkeys.
Good night, Houdat Nation.